Now, more reckless driving on the roads of Belfast, and another story in the news at the moment, and the police continuing their investigation into that particular incident where a teenage boy was badly injured in a hit and run, and the police are investigating that. But generally, I want to speak about death drivers on the roads of Belfast and why people think they can get away with driving, well, in a way that no one else would consider driving like. Let me speak to one of the community workers in North Belfast, Paul McCusker. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Paul. It's always very sad when you hear of people being knocked down on the roads, when you hear of speeding drivers, you hear of cars being driven at speed and then burned out and people being arrested. It's such a sad reflection, isn't it, on society? And unfortunately, it's all too prevalent.
Unfortunately, it is, Frank. And this isn't the first time I've spoke about this on your show. We've spoke about this many, many times. And most recently, we've seen the tragedy of that poor lady in Ballysillan and the impact it has on families right across the city. But this particular incident over the weekend involved a 17-year-old male who was struck by a car. Now, I'm not sure if you've seen the video, but the video is circulating on social media. And you can see that the person behind this wheel had no regard for nobody and had intent to actually, you know, seriously injure someone or actually kill someone. They charged the car to a large group of young people on two and three occasions. So it was very, very reckless behaviour, and these people need taken off our streets, Frank. We continue to hear, you know, of all these different sad stories, but we need a more concerted effort on dealing with this. This young man is at home recovering, but you know, his physical injuries will heal, but that impact on his mental health will last much longer. So these people who are getting into the cars and getting behind a wheel and doing this type of behaviour, I can't be allowed to get away with it any longer, and police need to be, a more urgent, coordinated response on dealing with this to identify those people who are behind this. As we've seen this incident in North Belfast, but it affects the whole city. And as I say, police, I believe, have made good progress in this particular incident over the weekend, but we need a more concerted effort to stop these people once and for all, trying to take them off our streets.
But how do you do it, Paul? You know, you're working in the community, you're an SDLP councillor, you're working alongside other councillors, like-minded people who want everyone to be able to walk safely on the streets, whether it be north, south, east, west, Belfast, anywhere else across Northern Ireland. We want to change this mindset of individuals very often stealing cars and driving them recklessly, sometimes driving their own car madly, sometimes buying a car for £100 and just driving it until it falls apart and putting everyone else at risk, showboating with handbrake turns and donuts. How do we stop that craziness?
Well, you say, Frank, it is on the increase. People are buying cars on the internet as well. You know, people are buying cars for £50. They're keeping them in different locations right across the community. But we need more visibility. We need more people, you know, more police on our streets, which we don't see enough of, Frank, because obviously when there's more visibility of police in the local area, people who do this type of behaviour aren't going to, get behind the wheel and act in a reckless, that reckless behaviour. So we need more visibility, we need more education, and we need people to be more responsible. We spoke about one incident where people buy cars online, but you know, there's a lot big increase in back to people stealing cars as well, just not North Belfast, but right across the city as well. So there's a number of ways that people are accessing cars, stealing cars, and buying them online. It's on the increase, but we're not seeing the same response on dealing with it, Frank.
I'm just wondering, in all that you're saying there, you haven't said, and I don't know, maybe you just haven't thought of this, or maybe it's something you don't agree with, but those who are caught, why are they not going to jail for long periods of time where they're kept off our streets for significant periods of time? So as the next guy who thinks he can get a car and drive it by putting other people's lives at risk will then hesitate and believe that he too will be going to jail or she will be going to jail for a long period of time.
Well, I totally agree with you, Frank. People, there needs to be a bit of example of in terms of their behaviour and they get the right time in prison. And I think what police officers do tell me quite a lot as well is when it gets to the PPS stage, I think PPS need to step up here as well and also take responsibility in terms of actually dealing with these people and make an example. Because you're right, people feel once they get arrested that they maybe go to prison, or they not go to prison. But I mean, there needs to be an example. The PPS, PSNI, and all the agencies need to come together to deal with this urgently.
Do you think some kids are simply out of control? People, not necessarily young people. They're just people. They're human beings. They're made of the same, skin, bone, and blood that we're all made of. But they don't seem to have any filter, any threshold. Are those people out of control in this city?
Well, I think people have a mindset. Some people have a mindset where it's acceptable to do this type of behaviour, and we need to change that mindset. We need to be make a very clear message to them to say that it's not going to be accepted. And the community over the weekend have been very angry again in North Belfast, and as I say, death driving and that reckless behaviour does affect right across the city. But there needs to be a very clear message from all agencies, from police, from council, and schools, that this behaviour cannot be accepted. But you rightly said, Frank, these people are being sent down the PPS and down the criminal justice system, but aren't getting the sentence they should be getting. And we need to be making an example of these people to send that clear message that this can no longer be accepted.
Paul, thank you very much for coming on the programme. SDLP councillor, community activist in North Belfast, Paul McCusker. Your opinions are very welcome on this. How difficult is it if you live in an area where you hear the screeching tyres and the squeal of the brakes and the donutting and the handbrake turns and the yelping and the yelling and the cheering and the filming that's done when these mad people are putting on what they would call a show? How does that feel if you live in a community like that? I think we've all been aware of them scorching past our homes at some point. If you live in Belfast, it'd be rare if you didn't hear a squealing, wailing, dangerous vehicle being driven at breakneck speed along the roads of the city. How do we stop that? How do we stop it? I'd love to hear your opinions on it and what's it like if you're being tortured by it on a regular basis.